Cloning sheep, cloning people. What's the difference?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the popular Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Some people say that because cloning now happens regularly with animals, well, there's nothing wrong with cloning people. Well, first of all, what happens to animals shouldn't automatically apply to people. Treating people like animals can come from evolutionary thinking. You see, the Bible draws a clear line between animals and humans. People are created in the image of God, according to Genesis 1:27. In Genesis 2, God gives humans dominion over animals. People who believe we evolved from animals are inclined to accept, well, there's no difference between cloning sheep and humans. We're just animals anyway. Sadly, this kind of thinking has had a big influence on society. It's one of the main arguments used to justify abortion, and now it's being used to justify human cloning. Since our societies, by and large, have turned away from the absolutes of Scripture, well, all thinking becomes relative and humans aren't special anymore. The answer for society is to return to the absolute authority of the Word of God, beginning in Genesis.
Did you know that God's Word is also the authority on many of the mysteries surrounding dinosaurs? You need to watch Ken Ham's 50-minute DVD on these incredible creatures, and the video is yours for a donation of any size. Call us 24 hours a day, toll-free, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.